Hey, this is not to poo-poo on or downgrade your plans, but guess what? As an entrepreneur, I guarantee you your plans are going to fail. Here's why. Give me 5 minutes. I'll tell you what to do about it. Share some insights what to do about it. If you want to follow that, great. If not, let me know how it goes. Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf. And I, you know, got a hard truth for you. Your plans are going to fail. As an entrepreneur, the business plan you put together, the fantastic plans you've got for delivering customer value, for building that kick-ass company that may, you know, may go IPO, may be able to sell it, your plans are going to fail. Here's why. As soon as you implement them, the customers, the forces of the world have a say in it, and the plan starts to fall apart. Today is August 7th, 2023. On August 7th, 1942, the United States Navy was invading the island of Guadalcanal. There's an airstrip there that the Japanese were holding that they wanted to, you know, that they needed. It was a strategic point. They go in, find out first, all the plans that went into this planned. It was practiced. They prepared for it. And as soon as they hit the beach, they started learning things that they had not prepared for properly. This is what's going to happen with your plans. And I'm not saying your dreams and goals aren't going to be achieved, right? I'm an optimist. I think you're going to do great things. Just want you to understand this hard truth. As you plan on how you're going to go about it, how you're going to achieve what you want to achieve in life, how you go about implementing the big why that you have that's driving you to get up every morning when most of the people in the world are going, hey, why don't you just go get a job? Why don't you go do something easier? Because it's not entrepreneurial life, not an easy thing, right? Here, walk with me. Beautiful day. This is the Pacific Ocean behind me here, right? And good backdrop for conversation about an invasion on an island in the Pacific in 1942. I want to come back to that. First thing that they found out when they hit the beach is they weren't prepared. They didn't have a way to get the equipment and people, the soldiers that they put on the beach, off the beach, and into the fight, caused them a big problem. They quickly took the airstrip that they wanted to get so they could fly planes in and out of there. Problem was, shortly after that, massive Japanese reinforcements show up. So what started out in August 7th turned out to be a quick initial win, followed by some massive resistance, all kinds of problems. Sound familiar? Good analogy for what entrepreneurial life is like at times. So what did they do? They fought. You know, Marine Corps dug in, did their thing. They did, so they were there in August. They didn't get reinforcements until late October. The battle wasn't over until February of 1943. So it was more than 6 months that they were there. The plans fell apart because, as the military, I was saying, in the military, the enemy has a say. Now, in this case, not so much fighting the enemy. As an entrepreneur, right? What is the enemy that we have as entrepreneurs? You're probably fighting mindset, self-belief, self-esteem issues. I don't know about you, but every little flaw I've got, every defect of character has been brought to the forefront in my leadership journey over the years across my career. And I imagine you're experiencing the same thing. You're going to run into those things, those moments of self-doubt, those waking up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. How are we going to make payroll? It's like, oh, crap, I forgot about this. How are we going to get that deal done? It's like, oh, shoot, is this really going to be right? A piece of information pops in. You go, oh, man, now what are we going to do about that? Who can I call? What do I need? How are we going to get this person on my team? How are we going to get this deal done? How are we going to get that sale to happen? All the things that come up. So it's not that what you want to achieve is not going to happen. How is going to fall apart? Here's what you do about it. Grip onto your dream strong. Be very clear on your why. Be very clear on the what you want to achieve. Share that. Over communicate that. Talk about that a lot. Be flexible in the how, right? You've got your plan. Use that, but don't be welded to it. Don't make it the end all be all, because that's not what it's really about. It's not about the plan. It's about the results, right? It's about the team you want to build. It's about what you want to dream. It's the dream you want to build, the things you want to do for other people, the people you want to bring along the way, right? So have a great time in that journey. and understand that there's going to be a lot of times where your mindset's going to be fighting you. Your plan's not going the way you thought it would. So be flexible then. Look at, okay, how to adapt. Be able to pivot as we learned in 2020. So I promise you 5 minutes, running over a little bit. That's the why. And, you know, like the U.S. Navy found in Guadalcanal, they were ultimately victorious, right? They got that beachhead. Then they got their first objective, which was the airstrip, you know, the land, the runway, as we would call them today. And they held on. They held tough to their goal, which was to keep that island because it was strategically important. And it took longer than they thought it would, took way more resources than they thought they would, found ways that they weren't as prepared as they thought they were, but they adapted, right? They brought more people. They reached out and built a team. Got to do that. Be adaptable in your how. Never let go of your why and your what. You got to have clarity on the why and never let go of your what you want to achieve. And you'll do things beyond what you thought were possible. So that's the rant for today. Standing here on the beautiful West Coast, overlooking the Pacific, thinking about Guadalcanal, which was in 1942 on this day, 6,100 miles that way. So have an awesome rest of the day, and I will see you on the trail.